On the international market, crude oil prices fell today, but analysts are warning there could be higher prices in the future. That uncertainty is a big worry for many Caribbean nations, which are struggling with high energy prices. To the rescue, controversial Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Chavez says he will make discounted oil and fuel available to Caribbean nations. From Caracas, Venezuela, Brian Ellsworth has this report.
Here at a filling station in eastern Caracas, 41-year-old Jorge Anderson says he can't complain about the price of gas.
Esto salió 2,000 bolívares, 20 litros.
Putting 5 gallons in the tank of his Toyota Corolla cost him less than a dollar. Venezuela is the fourth largest supplier of oil to the United States. It has always kept gasoline cheap for its consumers. Now President Hugo Chavez is preparing to provide fuel subsidies not just for Venezuelan citizens, but also for their Caribbean neighbors. Earlier this month, Chavez joined Caribbean leaders in Montego Bay, Jamaica, for a meeting of the organization PetroCaribe. Last June, Venezuela created the group with 13 Caribbean nations that will receive discounts on Venezuelan oil and fuel.
Nos pareció muy útil.
Chavez describes the agreement as an effort to promote continental unity and help countries reduce their fuel bills at a time of skyrocketing oil prices.
PetroCaribe is a platform for the integration of Latin America and the Caribbean.
Under the agreement, Venezuela will provide lower energy prices by selling directly to Caribbean nations, eliminating intermediaries. The agreement also allows countries to finance 40% of their purchases at only 1% interest for 25 years. PetroCaribe will supply close to 190,000 barrels per day of oil and fuel to countries like Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, and Grenada. The deal also includes a barter provision that allows countries to pay fuel bills with products like bananas or sugar. José Toro Hardy is a former director of Venezuela's state oil company and an ardent critic of Chavez. Toro Hardy says that Venezuela can only afford to be so generous given high oil prices.
A fall in oil prices combined with the PetroCaribe agreement will leave the Venezuelan government in a very difficult position.
Others say the real purpose of PetroCaribe is for Chavez to expand his political influence in the region. Fidel Castro is one of the biggest beneficiaries of Venezuela's energy cooperation. Cuba receives some 90,000 barrels of oil per day from Venezuela. PetroCaribe also comes as Chavez is presenting his leftist agenda as an alternative to the traditional U.S. domination of the region. With Chavez's approval ratings close to 70%, it's not hard to find people in Venezuela who think PetroCaribe is a good idea.
Perfecto.
Taxi driver Miguel Valencia refuels his 1981 Buick Century for about 25 cents a gallon. He believes others should have cheap fuel like Venezuelan drivers. For NPR News, I'm Brian Ellsworth in Caracas.
Thank you.